Welcome, my friends, to French Pod. Today, we've got another free newbie lesson. And if you're experiencing French Pod for the first time, I really hope you enjoy this lesson. And I should let you know that there are lessons at other levels that are available by subscription. And if you are wondering if you'd like to check out those other levels, you can go to FrenchPod.com and sign up for our 7-day free trial. Now, my name is JP.
And my name is Amaury.
And this is lesson number 200. It's called Too Windy. First of all, congratulations on 200 lessons.
Congratulations to FrenchPod, the whole team of FrenchPod, and many, many thanks to all the users.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll say it again in French at the end of the podcast.
Okay. Now, too windy. Now, we're talking about the weather here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're in a situation where there's a lot of wind. So maybe on a boat or standing on a hill next to an ocean.
Or... yeah. Or where I used to live in Scotland, in Belgium.
Both in Belgium and in Scotland?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you say which one is windier?
Scotland.
Scotland is windier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I hope your kilt is securely fastened. Now,
always, JP. Always.
Okay. Now, what is our key word for the day? The mot-clé?
Vent.
Vent. Vent meaning wind.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that ties into our title.
That's right.
Too windy. Vent. All right. We're going to listen for that word, vent, in the dialogue, which you're about to hear three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Il y a trop de vent.
Accroche-toi.
Je vais m'envoler.
Accroche-toi.
Ah!
Trop tard.
Dialogue, second time.
Il y a trop de vent.
Accroche-toi.
Je vais m'envoler.
Accroche-toi.
Ah!
Trop tard.
Dialogue, third time.
Il y a trop de vent.
Accroche-toi.
Je vais m'envoler.
Accroche-toi.
Ah!
Trop tard.
All right, we're back, and we're going to start with the translation.
Il y a trop de vent.
There's too much wind.
Il y a trop de vent.
It's too windy.
Il y a trop de vent. Accroche-toi.
Hold on.
Accroche-toi.
Hold on tight.
Accroche-toi. Je vais m'envoler.
I'm going to fly away.
Je vais m'envoler.
I'm going to fly away.
Je vais m'envoler. Accroche-toi.
Hold on.
Accroche-toi. Trop tard.
Too late.
Trop tard.
Too late.
Trop tard.
Oh no. Well, that's how you lose friends, right?
Flying away.
Flying away in the wind. Okay, let's start at the beginning of this lesson. So, it's too windy.
Il y a trop de vent.
Okay, now literally this is there is too much wind, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, now I think I heard our key word.
Vent.
Vent, which means wind. Now we want to say too much wind.
Trop de vent.
Trop de vent. Now, trop means too much, right? And when trop is followed by a noun like vent, you're always going to want to put the de there.
Exactly.
Okay, too much wind.
Trop de nuages.
Okay, too many clouds.
Trop de gens.
Too many people. Okay, too much or too many. Trop de.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, it's too much wind.
Trop de vent.
And when we start the sentence, we're going to say there is or there are. How do you say that in French?
Il y a.
Il y a. Okay, that's three little words. And the grammar of which I am not going to explain to you, my friends. It just means there is or there are. So here, literally, we have there is too much wind.
Il y a trop de vent.
Il y a trop de vent. And so the guy says, hold on.
Accroche-toi.
Okay. This is a command. And I think the verb is s'accrocher.
That's right. Yeah.
Which means...
to hold on.
To hold on or to grab on. To hold on tight.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. So this windy situation, this wind is a danger.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay.
It's not like a little breeze.
No.
So really grab something, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold on tight.
Yeah.
Hunker down. Batten down the hatches. These are some English expressions, Emily, that I'm teaching you. All right. Yeah. So the girl says, I'm going to fly away.
Je vais m'envoler.
Okay, listeners, I hope you never have to say this. I hope you never have to express this in French. But just in case you're about to be blown away,
je vais m'envoler.
And the verb to fly away, s'envoler, right?
Yeah.
And when you say m'envoler, it means I'm going to fly myself. I'm going to fly away.
Because it's the first person speaking, so it's m'envoler.
M'envoler. All right, now to begin the sentence, we say I'm gonna or I'm going to.
Je vais.
Je vais. Now that's the verb aller. That's very irregular. Je vais.
Yeah.
And when you put je vais with an infinitive like this, it means I'm going to, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to fly away.
Je vais m'envoler.
Oh, no.
But to give you another example, you could say je vais manger.
I'm going to eat. I've said that many times.
Yeah.
Many more times than I am going to fly away. So then the dude repeats himself.
Accroche-toi.
Mm-hmm. But she flies away.
Trop tard.
Trop tard. It's too late.
Yeah. All
right. There's that word trop that we saw in the first line.
Which is too much, too many, or simply too.
Okay. And too what? Too late.
Trop tard.
Trop tard means too late.
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen to this dialogue again 3 more times.
Dialogue first time.
Il y a trop de vent.
Accroche-toi.
Je vais m'envoler.
Accroche-toi.
Ah!
Trop tard.
Dialogue second time.
Il y a trop de vent.
Accroche-toi.
Je vais m'envoler.
Accroche-toi.
Ah!
Trop tard.
Dialogue third time.
Il y a trop de vent.
Accroche-toi.
Je vais m'envoler.
Accroche-toi.
Ah!
Trop tard.
Wow, Amaury, this dialogue just blows me away.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's a bit of a special one. It's the 200th lesson.
Mm-hmm.
We're really happy. We're kind of blown away by your longevity.
I knew we'd make it to 200. We're going to make it to 800, Amaury.
Sure.
So our key word was vent, right? Wind.
Yeah.
Now, we said it's too windy. There's too much wind. What if we want to say there's too much sun?
Il y a trop de soleil.
Soleil. Okay, so you can just replace that word vent with soleil.
Exactly.
All right, what if there's too much rain?
Il y a trop de pluie.
Trop de pluie. That's too much rain. If there's too much cake.
Il y a trop de gâteau.
Oh, that's a big problem.
Never too much cake.
And then the expression that we heard twice here was, hold on.
Accroche-toi.
Accroche-toi. Now, if something is carrying you away, you can say that to somebody, right?
Sure, yeah. Or let's say, like, if you go to a fair, if you go on the roller coaster.
On the roller coaster, yeah.
You better say, accroche-toi.
All right, hold on tight.
Yeah. But it's useful as well because it's something we say in French when someone is about to give up.
Oh.
You know, like, let's say, like, in his studies, and he says, oh, I'm going to fail, there's no point, I'm not going to study anymore, even he hasn't taken the exam yet.
Okay.
I'm going to give up. And you say, no, accroche-toi.
No, hold on.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
To reassure someone, to give him confidence.
Okay. Accroche-toi,
Emily. Yeah, accroche-toi.
All right, folks. Well, I hope you enjoyed this newbie lesson. And remember to check out the 7-day free trial if you haven't yet. That's at FrenchPod.com. And while you're at FrenchPod.com, you can leave comments, questions, or suggestions about this lesson right on the discussion page.
So I would like to say thank you. Merci, merci beaucoup à tous, à tous les auditeurs. Nous voulons vous remercier du fond du cœur.
We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Et on espère avoir de nombreuses autres leçons ensemble.
And we hope to be around for many, many more lessons.
Exactement.
All right, Amaury, it's time to go.
Ok, JP, salut.
À la prochaine.